Proposal 133 sought a region-wide shutdown of the sport shellfish harvest, and it would have impacted out-of-state visitors, ending their catch of crab, shrimp, clams, and other shellfish. Local residents could have still participated through the personal use fishery around the region. Board member Bill Brown of Juneau headed up the committee that examined the proposal.
People in support of it were, many of them were from Sitka, and believed that non-residents were taking too many shellfish from that area, but the vast majority of the people in the committee, the public and the committee members were opposed to this, thinking it was just draconian. It was too big of a step to take to try to curtail the sport shellfish harvest.
There was no support for the proposal among other board members. Carl Johnstone of Anchorage said it sounded like there was more concern over the out-of-state catch of finfish.
It seems to me that from what I've heard after speaking to some of the advocates, the stakeholders, that shellfish is really not that big an issue. They're concerned about getting a something that would help them, but I believe that even they would feel this would be too draconian and would result in, to some extent, killing the goose that laid the golden egg, that is the non-resident tourist, for not much of a benefit. So
the board voted unanimously against that proposal. Board members also voted down a similar proposal, 134, a closure for sport shellfish in the Sitka area. Board member Brown said they had no data to back up that proposal.
If Sitka does have some concerns about non-resident shellfish take, but the numbers just aren't there. Staff tells us that non-resident shellfish take is less than 1% of the total. It's not, there aren't stocks of concern, and closing it entirely would have some impact on the guided sport and the lodges. For those reasons, I cannot favor this proposal.
The board also voted unanimously against a proposal seeking to prohibit electric or gas-powered winches for pulling sport shellfish gear. Board member Vince Webster of King Salmon opposed that restriction.
I think that what we're getting at is there, maybe not a new technology, but technology that people's taking advantage of now. And this is an attempt to control the harvest by restricting the use of new technology. And personally, I think if there's a conservation concern, I'd rather control the harvest with bag limits and seasons.
The board did support several reductions for the sport shellfish catch. One was a proposal put in by the commercial fishing group Southeast Alaska Fishermen's Alliance. It sought to reduce the sport bag and possession limit for shrimp from 10 pounds or quarts down to 3 pounds or quarts of shrimp. Board member Brown noted some concern over the shrimp resource.
We don't have good data on shrimp, but there is concern that non-residents are hitting this resource too hard. The committee was felt strongly that other measures in this, other proposals in this cycle to restrict non-resident sport shellfish were too draconian, but this one's probably a good idea.
Brown noted that the shrimp limits were not an annual limit, meaning someone could still keep 3 pounds for each sport trip they make. The limit would apply to either cleaned or uncleaned shrimp. Board member Bonnie Williams of Fairbanks called it a careful proposal.
It still allows the fishing. It still allows a reasonable quantity. And at the same time, it protects the resource. I'm going to be supporting it.
The board approved the sport shrimp bag limit reduction unanimously. They also voted 6-1 in favor of another Southeast Alaska Fishermen's Alliance proposal. It sought to decrease the sport bag and possession limit for Dungeness and Tanner crab. The existing limit was 5 crab in combination, meaning 5 Dungey or 5 Tanner or some combination adding up to 5. The proposal sought to reduce the limit down to 3 crab in combination. John Stone of Anchorage was the only board vote against the crab reduction. He said there did not appear to be a conservation concern with the crab stocks.
I don't think that when somebody goes to a lodge, they're probably going to focus strictly on Tanner or Dungeness, but they might. They might want to take their 5 in combination. I'm reluctant to continue to spear the sport fishery when there's not a valid reason to. If there's a valid reason to, if there's an over-harvest by the sport people, then I think we need to look at that But I don't see any rational basis here to restrict this.
However, Board Member Williams noted commercial king crab fishery closures in Southeast and in Kodiak and said she did not want other crab stocks to crash.
And I think this is a precautionary step and one which I can identify with from my experience with Southern California abalone. People only used to take one, but there were 100,000 boats going to Catalina every weekend. So one times 100,000 times 52, and they're gone. I don't want to see that happen to the different healthy crab resources in Southeast, and so I'm in favor of this.
The board wrapped up its seven-day shellfish meeting in Petersburg, January 27th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.